This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by an entrepreneur, Lynn Hazen. Lynn's going to talk to us about her thoughts on entrepreneurship, her journey, ideas for leaders, and more. Lynn, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Happy to. I've been an executive recruiter and president of Lynn Hazen and Associates. We're a recruiting firm specializing in communications and marketing. I've been recruiting overall for 35 years, the last 10 running Lynn Hazen and Associates. It's a fascinating business because it's always changing. And I also didn't come to recruiting as a natural outcome of my education. So I'm able to see life and business and work from different perspectives as a candidate, as a person changing careers, and also constantly reinventing my firm to meet changing needs in the marketplace.
Well, thank you. You've done a tremendous job of connecting people and putting people to work and more. Talk a little bit about your journey to entrepreneurship. Was it scary when you started your own firm? Was it exciting? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. When I started as an entrepreneur, it wasn't something I woke up saying, this is what I want to do with my life. I'm a child of immigrants. My parents were from Egypt and Syria, and they tried to get into the United States and weren't allowed because of country of origin. So they moved to Canada where I grew up. So I was always exposed to business on one hand and my mother's talent as a teacher and an entrepreneur when she started her own teaching business. So I've experienced that from the ground up. When I moved to the United States and I went to graduate school, I then worked in the not-for-profit sector and I started to feel an itch about having more control over my life and having a sense of direction and leadership. So I moved into the recruiting business, worked for two firms, and then things started to happen, which was fascinating. People kept coming up to me unsolicited and kept asking me, why don't you have your own business? We'll give you our business. And I started listening to them, and all my cravings about my vision of what I could do for my clients started to come together. And knowing that I had their support gave me the strength to start my own business in the year 2000. So it was my clients telling me, I want to work with you. That gave me the strength.
And how long did it take to get to break even to feel like, oh my God, this is going to be okay. It's going to be successful.
Well, part of the fact is that I walked into day one with jobs in hand. So I was able to start off profitably. I brought an associate with me. And over the years, I've weathered the storms and the ups and downs of the changing world of business and the crises. And you know, I have to tell you, I've always had jobs to recruit for. Has it been easy at times? No. Has it been times when I've seen some red ink? Yes. But part of it is also you have to work smart, manage your resources well, have some backup plans, and continue to invent and reinvent the business so you always have something to offer to potential clients. For example, I do a lot of career consulting or outplacement consulting for clients who are letting go of staff people. So I ramp up in areas where there's a need and where people can help support the services that we have to provide. And that way I have a plethora of services that I can offer to clients and to candidates as well. And I also keep changing the kinds of recruiting that I do as well.
Take a moment and talk about three tips for somebody growing a business. You've grown your own business. You watch a lot of other people grow businesses. Give us two to three tips on growing a business.
Yeah. So first of all, you have to have a real service or product that customers want. Because if you have the talent and there's no need for your expertise, you're not going to go too far. You have to be visible. You can't run a business, whether it's virtual or in an office these days, by hiding behind your computer. You have to build relationships because customers want to trust you and your brand and what you represent. And there's a lot of competition out there. So what separates you from your competition is that your relationship with clients or candidates or whatever kind of business relationships you have, and you have to have integrity and honesty behind everything that you do. Today, we have to keep learning and growing our skill sets so that we're relevant to the people who seek us out. And whether that's technology or healthcare services or whatever is going to be hot, you want to anticipate where the curves are and go to that point so that you're ready. So it's always keeping a lookout for where are the trends going, getting on that wave and riding that wave, and then saying, there's something else coming up next. I want to get ready for that. So it means really being very involved with the business world, taking charge of your own career, working with great staff. And you don't have to have an army of staff people. Sometimes it's one. And one of the ways I've been successful is that I hire a lot of interns, and I adore mentoring them so they can be successful. And my motto is, you teach me, I teach you, we teach each other, we all learn together. And that makes my firm very unique in that regard as well. And I've even placed my interns.
Fantastic. Take a moment and talk about your top 2 to 3 priorities this year.
My priorities for this year, very good question. One is we have current jobs that we have to fill. So we're ecstatic that clients are still recruiting and hiring our talent. So priorities to fill current jobs. And again, as I said earlier, we want to anticipate where the needs are going to be going. So we've seen a lot of effort about business development and creating jobs or helping in healthcare, in technology, anything related to computer skills, in communications, in marketing, in technology, in web. So we're looking towards those areas where there's growth so we can be ready with candidates. So the key thing is anticipate the needs and get ready. Also, you always want to create demand for your services. And what's uncanny is the fact that I've always done a lot of public speaking. I love training. I love development work. And now I'm getting requests to do programs on diversity. So it's an extension of what I've already been doing. So keep looking at expanding your skill sets, being of service to clients, grow your client base, keep very active in social media, and always have a trusted resource that you can provide to clients that nobody else can.
Well, fantastic. Gwen, you've done this great job. You're a tremendous connector, a great networker, and just a very serious professional. You're really good at what you do. How can people learn more about you? How can they reach you? If somebody wants to talk to you about a hire they need to fill or a spot they need to fill, or somebody wants to talk to you about a job, how do they find
you?
Sure.
Love to. My email is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lhazan.com. So it's Lynn at lhazan.com. My firm name is Lynn Hazen and Associates. Website is www.lhazan.com. I'm also very active on social media and LinkedIn, so you can find me there under Lynn Hazen or Lynn Hazen and Associates. And right now, we're working from home. It's easy to find me, and I would love to connect because relationships and working with great people are my lifeblood.
Well, you do a remarkable job of it. We're so thrilled to have you on the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast today. Lynn Hazen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Be well.